Listen to that one positive voice and amplify it.
Yeah.
Amplify that positive voice, because that's all you need.
Hi, my name is Karen. My name is Karen Dumia, and welcome to the Fiercely Influencing Podcast. Today, I have my producer with me.
Hello.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Shali.
Yes.
I am a photographer, videographer, editor, and mom.
Yeah.
And currently, the digital content producer.
For this space.
Space.
Yes, and today we are going to be talking about a very self-reflective conversation, and it's called Knowing When to Let Go. Knowing When to Let Go is more about one of those things that you realize when you start growing as a person, and then you find that you no longer fit into the spaces that you've been comfortable with. Sometimes it could be a group of people you've been hanging out with. Sometimes it's also the environment in which you are in, and you begin to feel like you are not, you know, you're not nikao hutoshe anymore. You know, you start feeling, I need a bigger room, I need a bigger space, I need something. You're growing. And today we'll be talking about her story in a time where she had to leave. You outgrew the friendship dynamics you had, and you know, for the person that you needed to be, for something that you discovered you had. Take us through it.
So I'll be dealing with now the friendship first, because I feel like that's easier to talk about than, you know, other kinds. So I had this group of friends that, you know, squad gang, we just chill together, do things together. The common thing was we're having fun together all the time. It got to a point where I discovered that I liked photography and basically having and handling a camera. So I pitched that idea to one of my friends, and she laughed at me. She said, there is no way you can be a female photographer.
Because how do female photographers look like?
I don't know, Miss Junior Bieber.
They looked every other way but except
the way I looked.
Yeah.
So I found that to be a bit troublesome for me. It's just, it was a way, it was almost like a hint to tell me, okay, this is, you know, it's like you've been given a hint of what to do.
Yeah.
But then there's a friend of yours who's not supporting it.
Yeah, for sure.
So I felt as if she just didn't want to support me.
And she felt like you, I mean, there's people who can be female photographers, but you, my friend, they don't look like you.
So it's like almost condescending.
For fact. And I mean, that's one thing to look out for.
Yeah.
If you have something that you really want to do, and you know, you want to talk to your friends and you mention it to them, because you think it's the most obvious thing for a friend to do, is at least support what you love.
Exactly.
Or a dream that has, you know,
because it was burning inside of me. And then she just went like, well, unaka photographer,
what?
So it made me feel
am
I not good enough? Like, are you trying to tell me that?
And
I
did it get into you
of
where you thought
it did?
Probably. Yeah, it's not for me.
It got to a point I even asked myself, so why did I even look at a camera in an interesting way? Like, why did I even want to be a photographer? So it affected my self-esteem to some extent. Even till date, I still remember those words. And especially when I'm handling a big project, I just feel like, oh my God, I don't think I'm
worth of being around, like, this kind of a project.
And now the imposter syndrome comes in real full force. I'm just like...
Like, you already have the imposter syndrome, but
then
now it becomes...
One just like...
Max.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because of her comment.
Yeah.
Because I really considered her a very close friend of mine, like a good friend, and then she just decided...
Yeah.
Azzy. You're not, you know, this is not yours.
That's, yeah.
So now, you know, I try to ignore, you know, just to keep the squad together.
Yeah.
And then got to a point where phone calls became, why are you calling?
So let me ask you, you are still friends, and then you said, I actually have an interest in photography, and I think I can actually take really good shots. When did you actually decide, let me start taking these things? Like, your first shot?
I got a friend, a different one now, who was into camera work and photography.
Yeah.
She, you know, she was slightly better than me because she started practicing earlier than me.
Mm-hmm.
So now, she was now the person I would interact with more.
Mm.
And that's when, you know, I got to practice and was like, oh, wait, I'm actually good.
Mm.
So I sent my mom to print some pictures for me. Just, you know.
Pictures you'd taken?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, it was like a tradition when you take pictures, you have to print it.
Print them out,
pin
yeah.
them on the wall and stuff.
And just be all. Exactly. I did that.
So I sent my mom and it happened on that day. Her boss, who's a producer, saw the pictures and she told her to tell me that, anyway, there's something here and you're good enough.
Yeah.
So she brought back that message to me and I've been riding on that till date.
Wow.
Yes, there's that voice telling me you're not good enough, but then the one thing that's still keeping me there is the voice of my mom's producer, who was just like,
she validated the fact that you actually know how to.
Yes,
and
there's
guys,
something that
and imagine if you do have that kind of people and you keep them close to you, they'll strangle your dreams. They'll strangle every what?
I embraced the other one.
Which one?
Because I thought you were gonna say if you have people who are supporting your dream.
No, actually, we're talking about knowing when to let go.
Okay.
But if you keep such a company close, those guys will never want to see. They'll
That's
always
true.
Want you to hold back. They'll never want to see you progress. And those are not people you want in your life.
Imagine they won't.
Keep them away from, like, from whatever it is that you need to do, because they'll slow you down.
Mm.
And those are not the people you need in your life.
But then that's true, because now it became as if I'm just trying to force issues with everyone. That it's just like, so you feel like you're better than us now.
And
that
I mean,
you're
that's not
photos.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not okay, because there's people who are going to distract you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a dream. You'll dream better for yourself. You'll want better for yourself. But people who are around you, if they don't want better for you, I mean, just keep them away. Because, I mean, why are we even friends?
Exactly.
I want better for you. You don't want better for me. Why do we need
why
to be together?
Exactly.
And it could even be a relationship.
Same space, no.
It could even be a relationship. You find you like have a different call for your life that is not similar to what your partner has. And sometimes you could even be called to ministry. And you find sometimes the company you kept or the people who are really close to you are not of the same opinion. I mean, even if you're not called for the same thing I'm called to do, be supportive. Even if you really don't understand what it is that we are doing or I am about to do, then could you just at least just try and be there? Just be there for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me.
Support me.
Just like I tell you, I really don't know much about photography, but if you need me to be there, if I need to be the model, just let me be there for you.
That's what I expected, you
but
know?
You didn't,
I didn't get that.
But sometimes I think it's a blessing in disguise when they decide not to support you, because sometimes it is the negative vibes that you get that sometimes you're like, you know what,
it's
I don't need you.
It's time, just
so so your mom's producer, you know,
validated
approved
that.
Yeah
so slowly I just started, you know, separating myself from that group.
Yeah.
It became somewhat as if, you know, it was now me against them.
Mm.
Instead of just, you know, we support you, it's right. Now it was just now me against them.
Yeah.
It was, every time we'd walk by, it was like, oh, well, it's that girl again.
The photographer.
The photographer.
The pastor is here. No, you better than us. You know, like, you know, I'm just thinking about people who have different things.
But
for you, it was photography. Someone else probably called to be a missionary,
author,
like something, and some, the musician is here. You know, that they are very condescending. And guys, anybody who's condescending energy, out of the door. But it's actually, I mean, just move yourself out of that kind of that kind of a space. Because,
and then there's that thing for fake vibes, because now you know, every time we're together, it's just like, oh yeah, you know, you're trying to force the conversation,
but
you're trying to
in you
deep inside,
it died.
Like, nah, I'm not here anymore.
Sometimes the jokes you used to find funny, they're not funny anymore. It's like, that used to be funny 3 years ago.
Exactly.
Now it's not funny anymore.
Oh my god, it even got insulting at some point.
You
like the jokes, you know, like, you know how you joke and just like roast,
they like target
other.
You
yeah,
and
then
I don't mean
seeing.
I don't mean to be rude, but you're actually rude.
That's rude.
Yeah, you're actually rude. And I think it's important. And you know what, sometimes you could be in companies that you feel like, but I'm more comfortable here. I've known them for so long. Where am I going to get new friends? Am I going to even, you know, am I even going to get one person who's going to, you know, be by my side? And let me tell you guys,
you will find someone.
You will. God has someone for you in that new space where you out, you'll outgrow the old people. Because they don't need to be in that new journey for you. They can be around you. I mean, I love you from a distance. You need help, I'm gonna come through for you.
Just don't expect me to be in the
just
same.
Just that, yeah. This space. Space is not, you're not in. However, it doesn't mean we have bad blood. And that's why, I mean, we need to mature as people and understand.
That's another level and topic.
You know, we really need to, yeah, we really need to understand that even if we've been friends for such a long time, there's gonna be a time where, I mean, things happen, we take on new journeys, and those new journeys don't need me to be there, don't need you to be there, and all I need you to do is just make it easy for me as I, you know, transition.
Simply put, tumetoka mbali, but sa tumefika.
Yeah, tumefika. Yeah, for sure. That's when you fika the tumefika point.
Just let go.
Let's just be mature about it. Anyway, back to your story. You decided it's photography. I don't care whether you approve of it or not. I'm gonna do it anyway. So you pursued it like seriously?
I did. So I pursued it seriously, and I feel two out of the five in the group tried to stay my friends.
Yeah.
But now the others are just like, we can't associate ourselves with you. We're not in that vibe.
Like they cut off themselves completely.
Completely. So it's only two of them. Well, we talked for like a few months until, you know, it's
completely separated.
Exactly, because now it's between, it's again me versus them. Would they stay with the clique or with me?
And for you, it was you were supposed to pick, do I follow my dream
or stay
with my friends?
And I was like, you know what, my dream, because I'm not gonna go with my friends forever.
And it's not a hard, I mean, it's not an easy thing to
it's
do.
It's not. I
sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do, because sometimes the only people you've got are your friends. But sometimes they're a little bit, they can be a little bit like toxic for you, or they're not helping you to be who you really need to be.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you figure a point where you have to compromise your dream, I mean, just leave. If it's a relationship, just leave it. Now you have to sacrifice not doing what you want to do because your man is not happy, or your girl won't be supportive. I mean, leave the relationship. It's not worth it. Not worth
it. At all.
Yeah. And then you did it for photography full time.
So I just decided, you know what, it's fine, my dream comes first. I took up a few workshops, if I could call them, because it wasn't like a proper class.
Yeah.
And that's when, you know, I crafted, what's the word I'm looking for?
Honed my craft. Yeah.
English, what? So I honed my craft, and I've been going to different workshops.
Yeah.
And honestly, I can say from when I started to know, I've become better.
Yeah.
Only because I decided, you know what, I don't need my friends or thought to be friends validation.
Yeah.
Because if the one person who was supposed to support me laughed at me, and if I took that to heart, would I really be here?
No.
I would, you know, be, I would hate myself for not pursuing that dream.
Exactly.
I'll just be constantly blaming and regretting everything. Like, why didn't
I
just?
I started earlier.
I wish I did this.
Yeah.
I didn't want that I wish statement to be part of my legacy.
Yeah.
So I just decided, you know, it's fine. My mom has done this production thing. My shushu did it. People from everywhere have done it. Who am I to stop myself?
It's just because a few friends don't feel like it's something that you look.
So who am I to stop
myself? You look the part of, And can you, probably there's someone who really doesn't know how to get themselves out of the point where you need to, I don't know, there's your friends who are really limiting your potential, or even you're in a relationship that is really strangling what you really need to be. How did you move yourself from, this is toxic, you guys are just holding me back, you just want me to compromise my dream, you don't want me to be better, you guys are just condescending of everything that I want to be. How did you move yourself from that point to the point where you decided, I'm starting this dream?
In my case, I feel like it was a bit organic.
Okay.
Because now this one friend of mine who was into photography, I hanged out with her.
She wasn't
part of the clique.
Oh, okay.
She's just like a separate entity on her own.
Yeah.
So now being with her, just, you know, just
it just happened.
Yeah.
So let's say you don't have someone like that, or you don't think you have someone like that. There's always, you always have a cheerleader, no matter how small their voice is. Just open your eyes and look at the person who is closest to you, or even not close. You just, there's that guy, one person who's always sending encouragement and saying, oh, but I like your work, or that person, take their words to heart, because now that's your encouragement. That's the light at the end of your tunnel.
Yeah.
Forget
the whole background noise.
This one person is your biggest cheerleader. Yeah. Your biggest fan.
And for you, that's what you did.
That's what I did. That one producer who validated your work
is the one who kept you from thinking, exactly. If he or she can notice this.
Exactly. A whole producer.
And this bunch of friends. And this bunch of friends who just don't want me progress. I mean,
listen to that one positive voice and amplify it.
Yeah.
Amplify that positive voice, because that's all you need.
I think take home for this part is get that one positive voice
and amplify it.
And keep it going. It doesn't matter whether everybody, your family, your friends, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whether they want you to do it or not, just take that one voice that tells you, you know what, you're good, do it, you can do this, you'll be better, get on with it. That is the voice that you need to hear. Sometimes it could be a family, it could be a friend, it could be this podcast. Get on with it.
Yes.
Do it. I mean, what would happen if you just try? What? I think you already know what will happen if you don't try. You already know. If you don't try, you already know you won't do it.
Yeah.
How about you try? When you try, what is going to happen? I mean,
what's the worst that could happen? I mean, just try.
You also don't know what will happen. You don't know. When you don't know, because it's like, what if I try? Try and then you...
Just try.
And then you'll know what will happen. But I'm really, really thankful for you who's listened to this podcast. I really know that you've gotten a few tips. Number one,
Break it down.
Number one, if you really feel like the vibe is very
forced,
like every time you want to hang around these people, you just feel, you're burdened. And sometimes they don't even have to do anything to you.
Exactly.
It's just the energy. It just feels burdensome for you. That's a point where you need to rethink about the kind of people you're keeping around. And that's when you know, I think I need to let go. Number two,
condescending tones or words.
And they just make it at a light. I know, you know, just
those jokes.
You know, I'm just joking. No, you're not. And so, and you know, you will know. Don't even make an excuse for anakuanga hivyo.
No. Once you start saying that way, you just know there's something there.
Yes. So once you get such people who are close to you and they're very condescending about just everything. Today you wear yellow, it's just like, aki yellow kwangi poa. You know, you'll just do everything and they just won't like it. Draw the line and say, you know what, guys, I think you're just condescending. No matter what I do, no matter what I say, no matter how I look,
shutting down all your ideas.
Exactly. That's when you know it's about time to let go. Number three,
They hold you back.
Yeah, people who don't want to see you back doing better, being better. I mean, and they, every time they just want you, hapana, usifanye, when you think you're the best.
And they always give you the negative examples. Nikona bishtangu alijaribu, na imagine alifail.
Those are the kind of people you need to let go. In fact, once you realize you're never being the best, I mean, how is it that the people who are closest to you and you think that they want the best for you, and every single time is they just get the negative, the negative things about you, those are not people to look out for. I mean, they should be the people who amplify your strengths and help you work on your weaknesses, not amplify your weaknesses and not do nothing about it. I mean, that's not a person you need to keep close to you. Number four,
I think the biggest and most obvious is if there are no more common factors between you two. Just,
oh my god, yes. Sometimes the common factor could be school, and then it doesn't bring you close anymore.
The hobbies you used to like to do, if it's not there anymore,
just, or the downtime activities.
Just,
if you guys don't have anything that brings you together, I think that's very important.
Yeah.
Sometimes it could be, I don't know, maybe you guys used to hang out for a good happy hour, and then suddenly the career you've gotten into, or the path of life that you've chosen
is different.
Is different from what used to bring you guys together. Imagine it's okay, just let go. It happens.
You're not a bad person for choosing yourself.
Oh, that's so nice. I hope you needed to hear that. And let's wind up on part one and see you on part two, and we can get more what pointers on knowing when to let go. Thank you so much. See you on part two. Bye.